Let me draw your attention today, please, to some wonderful verses in the Gospel of Matthew. It's chapter number 11. Matthew chapter number 11, just the last three verses of the chapter. And these are tremendous words of encouragement, invitation, and comfort for any believer going through trial or for any sinner seeking peace with God. Matthew chapter 11. Verse number 28, the Lord Jesus Christ is the speaker, and he says this, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." I'm sure everybody listening to this broadcast today knows what it is at times to have a heavy heart. Your soul, like the psalmist, cast down and disquieted within you. No rest, no peace, no contentment. You've maybe lost your joy, even as a believer. And there's many things that can bring such emotions on. Sin in our lives can be a factor. Then things that happen to us, like bereavement, or sickness, or loss, or fear of the future, adversity in the workplace, financial adversity. There are many things that can contribute to the individual having a heavy heart. And yet our Lord Jesus Christ says in Matthew 11 here in verse 28, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Heavy laden. Does that describe you this Lord's Day? Weary, tired, burdened, heavy laden. The weight of the world upon your heart and shoulders. Maybe troubled in your mind or troubled in your soul. Maybe something has happened in the last week, or perhaps even over a longer period of time, maybe the last year or so. Maybe something looms on the horizon that causes your heart to be heavy and disquieted and overwhelmed within you. Well, if that's you and you're listening to this broadcast, I want you to take note of this wonderful verse, Matthew 11:28. It's not my verse. I'm not the speaker, but the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the creator and sustainer of all things, the one who sits upon the circle of the earth, the one who has risen and has ascended and resides in glory as King of kings and Lord of lords. He is the one who says to us today as individuals, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Three things that I'd like you to notice about this wonderful verse, this wonderful invitation. And the first thing is very simply this: the clarity of the invitation. The clarity of the invitation. Look at the first three words, or consider the first three words if you don't have a Bible open in front of you. Come unto me. Come unto me. You'll notice there, as we think about the clarity of the invitation, its simplicity. It's so simple. Jesus Christ invites us by faith just to come unto him, to draw near unto him, to come, as the hymn writer said, just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. But I believe as well, we have here the fervency of the invitation. The Lord Jesus is sincere. He's fervent. He's earnest whenever he invites us to come. He never, as it were, dangles the carrot in front of the donkey and offers us something that he has no intention of giving us. But the Lord is earnest, and the Lord is fervent, and the Lord is sincere. He holds out his hands. He lifts up his voice. He opens his heart. And he invites us, come unto me. Just as he did with Noah, whenever Noah had finished building the ark and the Lord spoke to Noah from out of the ark, and the evident there that the Lord's presence had filled the ark and the Lord was inviting Noah to come unto him, and he says, "Come thou and all thy house into the ark." And the Lord was fervent and the Lord was sincere. Isaiah chapter 1, "Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." And the Lord knows her sinfulness. He knows the depth of her sin. He knows the severity of her sin and the seriousness of her sin. But rather than standing in judgment over us, he says, "Come now, let us reason together. Let's talk about this. Let's reach an agreement. Let's deal with the problem." And there's a fervency about the invitation. "Come, for all things are now ready." And there are many times where the Lord fervently, with clarity, invites us to come. And then there's the agency behind the invitation. And there are two agencies that are given in Revelation 22, verse number 7. The Spirit, that's the Spirit of God, and the Bride, and that's the Bride of Christ. The Spirit and the Bride say, "Come." Now the church, the bride, has been given a great commission to go into all the world and to preach the gospel. That Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. And I believe that part of that commission is to invite precious souls to come. The Spirit and the Bride say, "Come." And then the Holy Spirit invites people to come as well. He pricks the conscience. He convicts of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment to come. He regenerates the spirit. He renews the will. He stirs up the emotions. He prompts us. He wins us. He woos us. He calls us. And the Bible says, "Today if you will hear his voice, then harden not your heart." And there we have the agencies. "My Spirit," God says, "shall not always strive with man." And then you have as well, as we consider the clarity of the invitation, the urgency. "Come unto me." And we know that the Lord was soon to go to the cross. And so the opportunity to come was limited. And so it is with us all today. Maybe God invites you now. And you harden your heart. "Today if you'll hear his voice, harden not your hearts." It's an urgent thing, because now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. The clarity of the invitation. Notice secondly, the characteristics of the invited. "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden." The Lord did not come to call the self-righteous, but he came to call sinners to repentance. That is, those who are willing to acknowledge their sin, because all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. But there are many who will not acknowledge their sin. And those who are going through the slog of sin, those who labour. Life without God is hard. The Bible says the way of transgressors is hard. Solomon said in Ecclesiastes 6 that all is vanity. The Lord challenges the people through the prophet. "Why should ye be stricken anymore? Life without God is hard." There's a labour in sin. Then there's the strain of sin. "All ye who labour and are heavy laden." Sin weighs us down. Like Pilgrim in Pilgrim's Progress, with this huge burden upon his back, and certainly he was heavy laden. There's the strain of guilt. And you just don't feel right. Something is wrong, something is missing, and there's this feeling of guilt and this feeling of uncertainty, maybe a feeling of regret. You wish you could turn the clock back and change things. A feeling of fear as you anticipate the future. There you have those who labour and are heavy laden, and they're undergoing the slog of sin, the strain of sin, and the slavery of sin. They can't break free. They're bound and fettered by it. Like the great eagle that saw a piece of carrion sitting on top of a block of ice and flew down to eat off it. And as it ate, it didn't realize that its own feet were becoming infused with the ice. And that block of ice was going towards a huge precipice. And whenever it heard the thunder of the waters going over the falls, it tried to fly away, but its feet were held fast and it couldn't break free. And it perished. The Bible says, the wicked shall be holden with the cords of his own sin. But Jesus Christ came to set sinners free. Notice, lastly, the commitment of the inviter. I will give you rest. This indicates that there is an absence of rest in time for many. The wicked are like the troubled sea. They have no rest day or night. There is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. Is that you? No rest, no peace, until the Lord has his way? And your life is full of turmoil, there's no rest in your heart, mind, soul, circumstances. Absence of rest in time, but also an absence of rest in eternity if we don't respond to the invitation now. Revelation 14:11, they have no rest day or night. For all eternity, trouble and travail and suffering and separation. But this verse indicates the availability of rest in time and in eternity. The Lord says, I will give you rest. That's speaking about the rest of the gospel. Peace found in forgiveness. Joy found in believing. I wonder today, do you have peace and rest in your soul? Do you have the peace of God that passeth all understanding? Do you have the peace of God? Do you have peace with God? Consequentially, do you have peace with yourself? Will you enjoy the rest, the saints' everlasting rest in eternity? Enter thou into the rest and the joy of the Lord. Will you hear those words someday? Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Come to him now. Ye who labour under heavy laden, and he will give you rest.